name is Fidanka Bacheva from Bulgaria. I'm coming from an organization called Za Zemiata, which means for the earth.
And why have you come to London now?
One reason is this project, which is potentially going to be financed by the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, a gold and copper mine, where they're intending to introduce cyanide. They use this very toxic chemical for leaching of gold. There's been cases of similar operations that, you know, as a result of some accident, cause incredible pollution. Like, for example, in Romania, which is a country neighboring to Bulgaria, there was such an accident in 2001, and the facility that holds the waste from the mine got broken as a result of very heavy raining, and all the waste from the mine poured into the river and reached a bigger river into Hungary and poisoned the whole river, and then reached the Danube and all the way to the Black Sea. It was an Australian company, and as soon as the accident happened, they just left the country, and all the liabilities were left for the Romanian government. It is a fairly dangerous operation, and maybe in some countries like you know, South Africa or Uzbekistan or Australia, it may be safe to use this technology, but we are afraid that in countries like Bulgaria and Romania, where there is seasons with very heavy raining, with floods, it may be quite dangerous. This place the mine is operating now is called Chelopech, and downstream from this mine is the biggest river in the country. The company in this case is a Canadian company, and it has already received support from the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And these are public money that are used sometimes for good purposes, sometimes for bad purposes. Like in this mine, some money of the European Bank were used for improving of environmental performance, which is all right. We are not gonna, you know, argue against this. Cyanide leaching is supposed to be much more effective way of getting the gold out of the ore. The company comes, gets the richest part of the ore, gets the gold out in the fastest way possible. But, you know, everything has a trade-off, and the trade-off is extremely high risk on the environment and human health, and the other trade-off is shorter operation of this mine. In many countries, I mean, this is just one Bulgarian case, but in many countries in South America or in Africa, gold is extracted in even worse situation than in Bulgaria, because these countries are not even like going to be European members soon, where environmental standards and, you know, social standards are such a consideration. So I've been involved in the environmental movement for many years, and, you know, I've been a vegetarian for a long time.